Today's Amud is Chagiga Chavav Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amud Beis. So just a brief akdama to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is really continuing the theme that we started, and that is places that we find that Truma is treated in a more strict way than Kachem. So the Metzius is that in Yerushalayim there was a tremendous need for Klei Cheres. Klei Cheres was used for all different things related to Kachem, including cooking the meat of Kachem. Now besides the fact that they needed a lot of Klei Cheres, there was another problem, there was another issue, and that is that when a person cooked Kachem inside of a Klei Cheres, so when you cook something inside of an earthenware Klei, there's Tam, there's Bliois that go into the Klei. And by kachem, that actually makes an issue. Because being that kachem has to be eaten within a certain time period, and once it goes past that time period, the kachem becomes naisar, it becomes leftovers. So when you have this kli charis that you use to cook the meat of the kachem, the meat of the carbon, so being that there's tam from the carbon that goes into the kli charis, it makes the kli charis into like a piece of naisar, and they had to break the kli charis. They weren't allowed to use it. They weren't allowed to use it again, and they had to break it. So besides the fact that they already needed a lot of kli charis, they really needed a lot of kli charis because it was a one and done. It was chad pami. You used it once and it was gone. So there was a tremendous need for kli charis. And then to make this issue even worse is that there was a gezeira that you're not allowed to have a factory in Yerushalayim because of all the smoke it causes. We're going to see in the Gemara on Chavav Amud Aleph that they made a gezeira that you're not allowed to have a factory which produces smoke. You weren't allowed to have a factory in Yerushalayim. So now they were really stuck. So, okay, simple etza. You'll just import the kli charis. The problem with that is that many times, oftentimes, the one who runs the factories was an Am Haaretz. And it's true there were Chaverim that had factories also, but that made the supply that much less. So they already needed a lot of Klei Cheres, and they didn't even have so much supply because many of the factories were run by Am Haaretz, and an Am Haaretz who has a factory, so he's Becheskas Tameo, Becheskas Tame, and you have to assume that the Klei is Tame. So what are they going to do? How are they going to have the quantity of Klei Cheres that they needed in Yerushalayim? So because of this tremendous need, and that they were really stuck in a corner because of the gezeira that they made against Am Haaretz, that they were Becheskas Tame, so they made a loophole, they made a heter in this gezeira. This would already be a gezeira that in a Reiv HaTzibur Yechayim La'amriba. It wouldn't be something that people would be able to handle if every Kli Cheres that was made from an Am Haaretz was Becheskas Tame. So they made a kula within this gezeira. And what did they say? That's our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah that what they said is that min ha-maydiyim v'lifnim nemanin al klei cheres. That they said when it comes to kachim, we'll see in the Gemara, this is dafka by kachim, not by truma, but when it comes to kachim, they gave them manas to an Am Haaretz on klei cheres as long as he's from maydiyim and more in. Meaning, maydiyim was a city that was 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. As long as the potter, as long as the kader, the one who's making the klei cheres, the Am Haaretz who's making the klei cheres, as long as he's within these 15 mil around Yerushalayim, it's lav dafka maydiyim. Maydiyim is just an example of a city that's 15 mil away. As long as he's within this distance around Yerushalayim, all around Yerushalayim, so then Chazal gave Nemanis that we could trust him about the klei cheres that it's becheskas tahor. Min ha-maydiyim v'lachutz ain nemanin, but outside of maydiyim, outside of this 15 mil, so then a person, an Am Haaretz, was not naman about the klei cheres. So Kate said, how did this play out? Hakadur shu meicher akaderis, if you have a potter and he's selling these klei cheres, and he's nichnas lefnim min ha-maydiyim, and he comes within maydiyim, even though he came from outside maydiyim, as long as right now he's inside maydiyim, so hu akadur, you verify he's the potter, that's what he does for a living. He makes pottery. Vehina kaderes, and these are his pots. He's not allowed to sell someone else's pots. But as long as these are his own pots, vehina leikchen, and the one buying it is buying it for himself. He can't just buy it for everyone else. So then they gave nemanus, and he's neman to say that the kli charis is tar. But yatsa inay neman. But once this potter goes out of maydiyim, once he's further than 15 mil away, so then inay neman. So then he's no longer believed about the Kli Chayras. Even though we saw it before, it doesn't matter. Once he's outside, so then they did not give him that manis. That's the way they structured this kula. So now says the Gemara, that Tana, we learned in the Braisa, the Maidim, the city of Maidim itself, so Pamim Kilafnim and Pamim Kilachot. Sometimes we considered it like within, that there was Nemanus, and sometimes we considered it Kilachot, like outside Maidim, in which case there was no Nemanus. Ketzad, so how did this play out? Kader Yoitze V'chaver Nechnas, if the Kader was in, he was inside the 15 mil, and he was leaving, and now he's in Maidim, and he's on his way out. And there's a Chavar who's coming from out, and he's coming into the 15 mil. He's going into Yerushalayim now, and they meet up with each other in Maidim. So then the halacha is Kilafnim, so then we consider Maidim Kilafnim, because this is the Chavar's chance. This is his chance to get the Kli Charest. The Kader is leaving. He's on his way in, and the Kader's leaving. He's not going to be able to get another Kli Charest. So therefore, we gave Namanus. In such a situation, we consider Maidim to be Kilafnim. However, Shnehem Nichnasin, if let's say they're both going in to Yerushalayim, they're both going within the 15 mil, so then the Chavar could just wait. He doesn't have to get it now in Maidim. He could just wait until he's within. Shnehem Yaitzin, or both of them are leaving Yerushalayim. So the Chavar was with the Kader within the 15 mil, and he decided for whatever reason not to buy from him, so now he loses out. He was negligent. He could have bought it. Now they're both leaving together. He was with the Kader before, within the 15 mil. He could have gotten it from him earlier, so then we say kilachutz, then we say Maidin is considered kilachutz. That's what the Braisa says, that Maidin itself, sometimes it was treated kilafnim, sometimes kilachutz, it depends on the situation. If the person could just wait a little bit, or if he was negligent, so then we're going to consider it kilachutz and not give them manas. However, if the kader is leaving and the chavar is coming in, so then we consider it kilafnim. Now Amar Abaye says Abaye that afana nami tanina, but it's also really mashma like this chiluk in our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says akader shemachar asakaderis v'nichnas lefnim in amaydiyim. It says if you have this kader who sells kaderis and he's going within, he's going lefnim in amaydiyim, he's going within maydiyim, meaning further in, closer to Yerushalayim. So then we believe him. Now Taima, it sounds like what's the reason why we give him nemanos? It's because the lefnim in amaydiyim who. It's only because he's further in than Maidim. Mashma, that Maidim gufa, loy meheman. It's mashma that in Maidim we do not give him nemanas. But then the problem is aim a seifa, look at the seifa of the Mishnah. The seifa says that Yatza, once he goes out of Maidim, further away, so then ain't I neman. So then we don't give him nemanas. So that's, what's that mashma? It's mashma Maidim gufa neman. It's mashma Maidim itself, we do give him nemanas. Which means really that the Mishnah is a stira mineuve. What's the status of Maidim itself? The answer is that it's not a stira. It depends. In the maxim of where the kader is yaitse and the chaver is coming in, so then we give him nemanis. Then we consider Maidim to be klufnim and he's mehem. And kambishashnam yaitse and ashnam nichnasin. And then the other case where we say the ratio, which was mashma, that he's not neman in Maidim, that's talking about a scenario where they're both leaving or both coming in. That's when we do not give him nemanus, ramina. You see that our Mishnah is meduyuk like the Braisa. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now the Tana we learned that nemanin b'klei charis hadakin en lakaydash. This that we give nemanus to the Amaretz in when he's lefnim in Amaydim, this that we give him nemanus, there's two qualifications. First of all, we only give him nemanus on kli cheres hadakin. It's only if it's small kalim, but if it's a large kli, so then we do not give him nemanus. There was less of a need for large kalim, so we only gave this special nemanus on small kalim. Large kalim we'll see in the next Mishnah. So then we only gave nemanus to an Amaretz in Yerushalayim itself. There was a need for the large kalim, but it wasn't as much. So then in Yerushalayim we gave Nemanus to an Amaretz, but not anywhere from Maidim v'Lefnim. So that's what the Braisa says, that Nemanu b'Klicharis Hadakin, this heter of Mina Maidim v'Lefnim, that only applies to Klicharis Hadakin, it only applies to small Klicharis, and also Lekaydash, it also only applies to Kachim, it's only if the Kli is being used for Kachim, that's when we gave Nemanus, because there was a big need, but for Truma, we did not give this special heter. And Amrei Shlakish Rish Lakish said that what's the definition of a small kli? How do you define a small kli? V'husha nitlan b'yadei achas. A small kli means that it's the type of kli, it's small enough that you could hold it with one hand. Rav Yehi said, no, even if you can't hold it with one hand, even if you need both of your hands, it could still be considered a small kli. Reish Lakish said another qualification, that loishanu elo reikanin. This that we give them manas to the Amma Aretz, it's only if the kli is empty. So then we could trust him that the kli remained tar, that the kli never became tameh. But of a malayan, if the kli is filled with water, with filled with liquid, so then lives, then we do not give him that manas, because since we're not giving him that manas on the water, since we're considering the water to be tameh, so then the water is metameh the kli. You can't have it that the water is tameh and the kli is tar. So says Reish Lakish, we could only give them manas if the kli is empty. Rav Yochanan Amar afilu malayan. That, you know, even if the kli is full, vafilu apikar susay lesaychay, and even if his handkerchief is inside of it, which we assume as tumas medris, it doesn't matter. Still, we're going to give him the manas about the kli itself. Va'amar Rava, Rava said, umayda Rabbi Yochanan. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we give the manas in these cases, Rabbi Yochanan is mayda b'mashkin atzman shein tameyan. He's mayda that the liquids themselves are tamei. It's not like Rabbi Yochanan's coming to argue on Reish Lakish and say that when there's liquid inside, so then we don't even view the liquids as being tamei. No, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the water inside the kli is going to be tameh. He's just saying that even though we consider the water to be tameh, it's not like we know for sure it's tameh. We're considering the water to be tameh. The kli itself we're considering to be tar. The al tatama, and says Rava, and don't think that this is crazy. Then how could you have it that the water inside the kli is tameh and the kli itself is tar? Shahare lagin male mashkin. We already mentioned earlier on Chavbezim Abiz when we were discussing a machlekes between Beishame and Beisilel how much a kli charis is able to be matzil. So we mentioned over there the case of the lug and male mashkin of the pitcher that was filled with liquids, and it was on top of on the second floor of a house, and on the bottom floor there was a mace, and there was a hole going through, and we said that the halacha is, according to Beis Shammai, which Beis Hillel was maida to in the end, we said that lug and tameyan, tuma shiva, umashkin tahirin, that the lug and the pitcher itself is going to be tameh. And the water is going to be tameh to mashiva umashkin tahirin, and the liquid was going to be tar. Even though, what do you mean? The kli should now be matam with the liquids? No, you see that in the Gzeres Chazal we're able to have such chilukim. You can have it that the kli itself is tameh and the liquid is tar, and so to over here we can have it that the liquid is tameh, even though the kli we're going to consider it to be tar. We'll go weiter, but just a kasha I've had for many years on this Gemara is that we already explained on Chavbeis and Mabeis that when we said that the lugin is tame and the mashkin is tahirim, really both the mashkin and the lugin was tame. It wasn't really true. It's not like there was a gzeres chazal that the pitcher was tame and the water was going to be considered tar. Beis Shammai explained, or the Talmud of Beis Shammai explained, that the reason for Beis Shammai is really that the liquid is tame. It's just that there's nothing to gain by telling the Amma Aretz that his water is tameh. The Chavar, anyways, is not going to drink it. So who's going to have it, the Amma Aretz? If you tell him that his water is tameh and he has to throw it in the garbage, he's going to tell you, oh no, yeah, my water is tameh, my water is tar, and your water is tameh. So that's why we tell him that his water is tar. Not because it's actually tar. Really, his water is tameh. Just in order to keep, to have a friendly relationship with the Amma Aretz, so we tell him in such a case that his water is tar. So how could the Gemara bring a raya from that halacha that you're allowed to have a gezeres chazal that we're going to have such a strange outcome that the liquid inside the kli charis is going to be tameh and the kli charis itself is going to be tar? And you bring a raya from Lagan over there that wasn't really the gezera, that was just a practical thing that we told the Amma Aretz. If anyone has a teretz, I would love to hear it. Says the Mishnah Vayter that Hagabayin shenichnasu l'seich habayis. So here's a case. Rashi explains Gabayin are people that collect the tax for the government. And this tax collector is an Amma Aretz. And he goes inside someone's house. Now, they weren't really, they were taking more taxes, let's say, than they were supposed to. Basically, they were ganavim. So, these gabayin, these tax collectors who were stealing from people, if one of these tax collectors, who's an Amma Aretz, goes inside someone's house, shenichnesu l'teich habayis, v'chein ganavim, or a regular a ganav goes inside someone's house, shechziru es akelim, and they're coming because they had originally taken a kli charis from the house. And now they're coming to bring the kli charis back. Now, a kli charis nevertheless does not become tamei from the outside. If something tamei touches the outside of a kli cheres, we've mentioned this before by the case of the sandal, the sandal that the person put the strap, it broke and they put the strap on top. Anyways, the kli cheres, the outside of the kli cheres does not become tamei when tumah touches it. A kli cheres though could become tamei if tumah goes into the inside of the kli cheres. On the inside, even in the airspace, kli cheres becomes tamei. So now these gaboin or these ganavim, they're coming to return a kli cheres that they stole. The halacha is neman and loymer loy naganu. They're believed to say that even though they touched the outside, that doesn't make it tamei, but they're believed to say loy naganu, that we didn't touch the inside of the kli, and therefore the kli cheres is still tahar. That's nemanis that we give them, and we'll see more details about that in the Gemara. Now going back really to the previous halacha, ubi Yerushalayim neman and ala kodesh, and in Yerushalayim we believe in amaretz on a kli cheres that's being used for kachim. The Gemara is going to explain that that means even a kli cheres that's big. Min amaydim v'lifnim, we believe them only on a kli cheres that's small. But in Yerushalayim itself, so then we believe in amaretz on kelim even if they're large. Ubishas haregel afala truma, during the shalish regalim, so then there was a special heter that we believed in amaretz even on the tahara of truma, and we'll see in the Gemara the reason for that. Now says the Gemara, going on the reisha of our Mishnah, the reisha had said that if we have these gaba'in, these ganavim, that they're bringing a kli cheres back into someone's house, so they're neman to say that we didn't touch the inside of the kli. Ask the Gemara, Raminu, I'll ask you a stira. We learned in the Mishnah in Tyrus that hagaba'in should nechnesu l'seich habayis. If you have these tax collectors that are amei aretz and they go inside someone's house, the halacha is habayis kulay tamei. You say that the entire house is tamei. Just from them walking into the house, we say that the whole house is tamei. So how could you say that they have nemanis to say that they didn't touch the kli? The Mishnah seems pretty clear that a gabai, this one of these tax collectors, goes into a house, we automatically assume that everything is tamei. We don't say that he has nemanis to say he didn't touch it. Just as the Gemara like Kasha, it's not a stira. Ha deikor nachir bahadayu, ha delekor nachir bahadayu. Our Mishnah is talking about where the tax collector, he's coming by himself. Lamaisa, he's a Jew. So, he's believed to say, I didn't touch the inside of the kli. The Mishnah in Tyrus, which just says that anything that, when they go into the house, everything in the house becomes tamei, that's when they're going into the house with a guy. When they go into the house with a guy, so then we treat it more strictly, and we'll see soon why. But if they go with a guy, so then already, then they do not have nemanis to say that they didn't touch things. It's not like we learned that if yesh nachri imahen neman and loymer loy nechnasu, if there's a nachri that's with them, so then already, yeah, on the one hand, they're believed to say that we never went into the house. That much they're believed to say. Aval ein neman and loymer nechnasnu avaloy neganu. But they're not believed to say that we went in and didn't touch anything. To say that we didn't go in, that would take already a big lie. We didn't even go in. Really, they did go in. That's already a big lie. That the Meiri explains, that's something we'll give him nemanis about, even if he's with a guy. But to say that he went into the house and he just didn't touch anything, that already is a smaller lie, and that if there's a guy with him, we're not going to believe him. Now ask the Gemara, why not? What's the problem? What's the issue when he has a guy that's with him? Why does that make it that he loses his nemanis? So says the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar argued as to the reason for this halacha. Chad Amar, one of them explained, because Eimas Nachri Alehan, is because when they're with a guy, so then they're scared that the guy is going to do something to them. They're there to collect taxes, to look at everything, and if they don't start touching things and going inside of things, they're scared that the Nachri is going to do something to them. The Chad Amar, the other one said, is that not that they're scared of the guy that they're with, he's not necessarily any of any chashivas, but Emas Malchus Alehan. They're scared of the Malchus. They're scared that the guy might go ahead and tell the government on them. And then the one in charge, the governor, the king, he's going to punish them. That's what they're scared about. My Benayu, the Nafkamina will be, what's the Nafkamina? Ike Benayu, Nachri She'eno Yichashev. If let's say the guy that he's with is not Chashev, if you go with the first reason that they're scared of the guy, in this case where the guy is not Chashev, they won't be scared of the guy. But if the Chashash is not the guy, the Chashash is that the guy is going to be Malchus, he's going to tell the government on them, so then that fear is going to exist, and then they won't have nemanis even if they're with a guy that's not chashev. The Mishnah then said, "V'chena ganavim she'achziru es hakelim." Also, ganavim, when they come to return the kli cheres, so they're believed to say that we did not touch the inside of the kli. Now I asked the Gemara, or many, but we learned in that Mishnah in Tyrus, the Mishnah says, "Haganavim shenechnesu l'seich habayis." If you have ganavim that go into a house, so then we don't say that the whole house is tamei. Then inay tamei ela makom drishas ragle haganavim. The only places that's tamei are the places that the ganavim actually you could tell that they walked into. So then those places become tamei. But lamaisa, those places all become tamei. We don't say that the ganav have the manas to say that no, I didn't touch the inside of the kalim. Anywhere where the ganav went, we assume to be tameh. So if so, how could our Mishnah say that a ganav who's bringing this kli charis back, that he has no manas to say that he didn't touch the inside of the kli? So Amar Pinchas Mishmei, the Rav, Kisha Asu Tshuva. The answer is because our Mishnah gives nemanis to the Ganav, because our Mishnah is discussing a Ganav who's being Chayzer B'Tshuva, Hagufa. He's coming to bring back the Kli Charas. When he's stealing, so then we're not going to give him nemanis. But now that he's on his way, on his path of Tshuva, he's bringing back the Kli Charas, so then he's the type of person that he wants to be honest with himself. He wants to be honest already now, so now we'll even believe him about what he did when he stole it. We'll believe him to say that he didn't touch the inside of the kli. And Deikanami, I'll prove it to you that that's the pshat in our Mishnah. We're dafka talking about Amarit is doing tshuva, a ganav who's doing tshuva, the ketani sheikh ziru es akelim. The Mishnah specifically spoke about a ganav who's coming to return a kli cheres. Shmami, no, that's the raya. Why didn't the Mishnah just say stam? A ganav who's caught inside of a house, he's believed to say, I didn't touch the inside of the kli cheres. No, you see, our Mishnah dafka wasn't talking about a ganav who was caught inside of a house. Our Mishnah was dafka talking about a ganav who's on his path of tshuva, he's returning the kli cheres. So that's when he has this nemanus. Then the Mishnah went back and it said that Ubi Yerushalayim nemanin ala kodesh, that in Yerushalayim and Amaretz is believed about the kli cheres that's being used for kachim to say that it's tar. Tana, we learned in the Braisa that nemanin al kli cheres gasin la kodesh, that they're believed even on a large kli cheres that's being used for kachim, so then they're believed in Yerushalayim. V'kol kach lama, now why is it that we give this nemanus to an Amaretz on kelim that's being used for kachim? Since when do we do such a thing? Why are we giving him this nemanus? The answer is Shane Ice and Kifshine Ice Yerushalayim. The reason is because you weren't allowed to have factories that produce smoke in Yerushalayim, and we needed the Klei Cheres, so therefore we were Meku on this Gezerah. The Mishnah said, Ubishas HaRegel Afala Truma, that during the Yom Tov season, during the Shalosh Regalim, so then we gave an Amaretz Nemanis even when it came to Truma. So Minahani Mili, what's the Makar? What's the reason? What's the Makar that an Amaretz has Nemanis on things that he touches that are related to Truma during the Regel, during the Yom Tov season? What's the Makar that during the Yom Tov season there's something special? So I'm Rav Yeshua ben Levi, or Yeshua ben Levi brings a pasuk that it says by Pilegish Begiva, after the whole unfortunate incident, so Klai Yisrael gathered together. The Amar Kran over there, the pasuk says that they asav kol ish Yisrael ala ir ki ish achad chaverim, that all Klai Yisrael gathered together like one man, like chaverim. So what do you see from there? That akasav asan kulan chaverim. You see that when Klal Yisrael gathers together, so then they all have the status of a chaver. They have the status of a chaver. So too during the regel, when all of Klal Yisrael gathers together to be idol the regel, when Klal Yisrael gathers together, so then even the Amaretz, everybody, when you have Klal Yisrael, when you have people together, when you have 10,000 people in a stadium together, so then everyone has the status of chaverim. Then everyone has the status, and then we could give them manas to the Amaretz. Even the Amaretz, we could give them nemanus, and therefore that's the pshat in our Mishnah. That's why they have nemanus even with regards to truma, because being that during the regel everyone's gathering together, so then already he's considered, he has the status of a chaver. Now the Tesis Yom Tov says that this is not really a real drasha; it's just an esmachta. Really, it's a din derabanan that we gave nemanus to the Amaretz during the Yom Tov season. The Rambam in Hilchos Mishkav Umayshav in Perek Yud Aleph explains that the reason why we gave Nemanis is because during the Yom Tov season, it was a time that everybody anyways was being matara themselves for the Regel, so that's why they have special Nemanis during the Regel season. Rashi in Meseches Beitza on Yud Aleph and Mabez, Rashi over there says an interesting shot, a different shot. Rashi over there says it's because we don't want to embarrass the Amaretz. Everyone's all together to tell the Amaretz that he's Becheskas Tameh when he's together with everyone else in Klal Yisrael. That would be very embarrassing. So therefore, during the Regel season, during the Yom Tov season, Chazal were more lax with this Gezerah in order not to embarrass the Amir. All right, it's a very fascinating pshat. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. We'll do one more. The Mishnah says like this. Hapaiseach is chavisai, if a chaver is selling some wine, and he opens up his barrel of wine to sell it during the Yom Tov season. So everyone's coming to buy some wine. V'hamascha be'isasai, or he has a big bowl of dough, and he's selling it to people, that people could come, and they could take some dough to make some challah, and he does this al gava regel, so he opens up his chavis, he starts with a new thing of dough during the regel, and people are coming by, people are touching it, including Ami Aretz, Rabbi Yehuda, and so now during the Yom Tov season, there's no problems. Because like we just said, during the regel, Ami Aretz was not what he was Bechazkas Tar. And even Ami Aretz were Bechazkas Toherim during the regel. So there was no problem with it during the regel. The Shaila is, what about once the Yom Tov is over? Once Yom Tov is over, do we still consider this Isa? Could we still consider the wine to be Tar? So Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Yigmar, Rabbi Yehuda says that yes, you're allowed to finish that barrel, whatever you started, you're allowed to finish. The Chachamim Aymerim Lo Yigmar, the Chachamim say that no, once the regel passes, so now, like Lemafreya Kilu, it's Becheskas Tameh. Until during the regel, we considered it Becheskas Tar, especially if you go like Rashi, it's very understandable. We just did it not to embarrass the Ami Aretz, but once the regel is over, so then already, it's Lo Yigmar, then already it's Becheskas Tameh, and you cannot finish it. Now says the Gemara that Yosef, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Akilo de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha were sitting by the porch of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and Pasak Chad V'Amar. One of them opened up and had a Shiloh, and he said, Mahu Shianichanu L'Regel Acher. According to the Chachamim who say, Lo Yigmor, that once the regal is over, we do not look at it as Becheskas Tar. You're not allowed to finish it once the regal is over. Mahu Shianichanu L'Regel Acher. Are you allowed to hold on to it, wait until the next Yom Tov, and then again it will be Becheskas Tar? So Amar Leidach, so the other one said, and of course not, Yala kol meshamshimin ba, v'ad amrin yanichanu l'regel acher, that everyone's touching it during the regel, even Ami Aretz are touching it during the regel, and you're saying that you could hold on to it until the next regel? It's already tame, how could you hold on to it? So Amar Leidach, so the other one said back, and during the regel itself, people were touching it then also, and you were fine saying that it's Beches Kastar. So hold on to it until the next regel, and then also say that it's Beches Kastar. So Amar Lei, the other one said, no, Hachi Hashta, you can't compare the two. Bishlama Ada Inna, during the regel itself, until Matzah Yom Tov, Tumas Ama Aretz Beregel, Rachmana Tiara. So then you have a heter that the Tumah of an Ama Aretz during the Regel, so Rachmana Tiara, the Torah was Matzer, the Torah is Matirit, Labdafka perhaps the Torah, but we learn it from a smachta from the Pasuk that it's considered Tar. So that's why you're allowed to use it in its Becheskas Tar. Ela Hashta, but now that the Regel is over, so Tameahi, now already it's Tameh. Again, let's explain Lefi Rashi that during the Regel we didn't want to embarrass the Ama Aretz and we gave a special Hector. But now that the regal's over, so now we have to look back at the fact that the Ama Aretz touched it, and now it's Tame. So now you can't hold on to it until the next regal. It's already something which is Tame. So that's what the other one said back. Lamaisa says the Gemara, the name of Ketanai, that it seems to be a machlekes tanayim. The Tani Chada Yanichanu L'Regel Acher. One Braisa says that when you have this Isa, you have this Chavis that you opened up, and now the regal's over. So one Braisa says Yanichanu L'Regel Acher that you could hold on to it until the next regal. The Tani Idach Lo Yanichanu L'Regel Acher. Whereas the other Braisa says that no, you're not allowed to hold on to it until the next regal. So my lav tanayim. So L'Chayra, this debate seems to be a machlekes tanayim. Whether or not you're allowed to hold on to it until the next regal seems to be a machlekes tanayim. However, says the Gemara, no, it's not true. I'll tell you that Hadikatani Anichena, Rabbi Huda. The Tanu who says that you could hold on to it until the next regal, that's going according to Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda says that's Yigmar. So that's why you could hold on to it until the next regal. Vahadikatani Lo Anichena, and the Braisa which says that you're not allowed to hold on to it, that's going according to the Rabbanan who say that Lo Yigmar, so they hold that you can't hold on to it until the next regal. Meaning, the whole Machlaikas before was Bedasta Chachamim. Bedasta Chachamim who say La Yigmar, are you allowed to hold on to it until the next regal? The Gemara is saying that everybody holds that according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to. There's a Braisa that says hold on to it until the next regal. That Braisa was not the Chachamim. That Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's Tar. Ask the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. V'tizvara, does that make sense? Ha Rabbi Yehuda Yigmar Kamar. Rabbi Yehuda would never tell you to hold on to it until the next regal. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yigmar that you could complete it, you could finish it, and you could use it even during the year. So that can't be the pshat in the braisa. Ella says the Gemara, Another rejection though of the raya, there's still no raya from here that it's a machlekes tanoim bedas the chachamim. I'll tell you, hadikatani lo yanichana Reb Yehuda. The braisa which says, don't leave it over until the next regal, that's going according to Reb Yehuda. And the pshat is because Reb Yehuda holds you don't need to, as the Gemara is about to explain. Vahadikatani yanichana Rabbanan. And the braisa which says that you can leave it over until the next regal, that's going according to the Rabbanan. Now, umay lo yanichana, that braisa which says not to leave it over, what it means is a shein sarach lahanicha, you don't need to hold on to it because Rabbi Yehuda holds Yigmar. But the braisa which says that you do hold on to it until the next regel, that's going according to the Chachamim. And so it seems to be that the Gemara's maskana is that according to the Chachamim, you are allowed to hold on to it until the next regel.